Hurricanes are the costliest natural catastrophe in the U.S. They are fueled by warm tropical water. The warmer the water, the more fuel available to drive the storm. Future warming may lead to an upward trend in tropical cyclone destructive potential. Global warming may have effects on the intensity of future storms and on the number of tropical storms that form due to increasing concentrations of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. This prediction has been echoed in climate change assessments. Climate models predict that as the world warms, sea surface temperatures in the tropics will raise by about 2 degrees Celsius or 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit by the end of this century. The upturn in tropical mean surface temperature has been generally ascribed to global warming, suggesting that the upward trend in tropical cyclone power dissipation index values is at least partially anthropogenic. The large increase in power dissipation may be because storms have become more intense on average and or have survived at higher intensity for longer periods of time. The annual average storm peak wind speed summed over the North Atlantic and Eastern and Western North Pacific has also increased by about 50%. Thus, both duration and peak intensity trends are contributing to the overall increase in net power dissipation. For fixed rates of intensification and dissipation, storms will take longer to reach greater peak winds and also take longer to dissipate. Not surprisingly, stronger storms lasting longer. In theory, the peak wind speed of tropical cyclones should increase by about 5% for every 1 degree Celsius increase in tropical ocean temperature. Although findings suggest that only part of the observed increase in tropical cyclone power dissipation is directly due to increased sea surface temperatures, the rest can only be explained by changes in other factors known to influence hurricane intensity, such as vertical wind shear. Tropical cyclone intensity also depends on the temperature distribution of the upper ocean, and there is some indication that subsurface temperatures have also been increasing, thereby reducing the negative feedback from storm-induced mixing. Whatever the cause, the near doubling of power dissipation should be a matter of some concern. If upper ocean mixing by tropical cyclones is an important contributor to the thermohaline circulation, then global warming should result in an increase in circulation and therefore an increase in heat content and heat flux transport from the tropics to higher latitudes. There is no detectable trend in the global annual frequency of tropical cyclones in historical tropical cyclone data. Any trend in hurricane frequency or intensity will likely become clear when more reliable information on past tropical cyclone activity becomes available, especially from the ongoing investigation of sea sediment cores, which hold clues to past tropical cyclone occurrences.